Hello?
Yes, sir. Sorry, we got disconnected. Sorry for that.
The phone, I've got two phones. That phone's run out of battery.
Okay, that's why we got disconnected. Okay, no, not an issue, sir. Not an issue, okay? I was telling you, I am not taking a control of a computer. Our server is performing. I know your mouse is moving and your computer is working automatically, but do not think that I am taking a control. No, it is doing by our server. Okay?
Who is your server?
It is a computerized, centralized machine. We have designed such a machine which can operate through satellite, okay? Through the internet. Satellite. All right?
Yeah. Well, hang on. I'll try and open this page again.
Okay.
Tell you quite honestly, I have got an appointment at 11 o'clock and it's 5 minutes to 11. I'll have to leave here at 11 o'clock no matter what happens.
Okay. Are you going somewhere?
Well, I'll be going down to the bloody bank to start, but anyway, I have another appointment apart from that.
Okay. No. Physically, you was going to your bank physically?
I will be going to my bank physically, yes.
Okay, all right. It is my humble request to you, do not go to the bank until and unless we will catch the hacker. Why you don't have to go to the bank, I will explain you. Please try to understand. I will explain you, but before that, let me complete the security work. Okay? We have found some suspicious activities going on with your email and with your bank account, online banking. This is why I'm telling you not to go to your bank. Otherwise, we won't be able to find the hacker physically. And total 5 hackers we have found who got the access of your email account and your online banking. And we have a doubt that these hackers are living nearby you, within a kilometer or a couple of kilometers away from you, not more than that. Okay? So please do not go to the bank and don't do any confidential thing without my knowledge and without my permission. Once I will complete the security work and I will catch all the hacker physically, then you can do whatever you want, but not before that, please, okay? And may I know how often you go to your branch, like once in a week, twice in a month, like this?
Maybe twice in a month.
All right. So you don't go to your bank regularly, right?
No.
Okay. Now try to log in into your account, please.
All right. I can't get that bloody page up anymore.
All right, just wait. Just wait. Now try to do that.
Okay, I've got the page up.
Now you can see your account, your balance and everything.
Yep.
Okay, see sir, your balance is okay.
Looks okay to me, yeah.
Don't worry, we are a legitimate person. You are talking to the cyber crime. We are a cyber crime officers and we are working under our government. So don't worry, you are in a safe hand, okay? We are not here to scam you. This call is being recorded for quality and training purpose and we have to submit this call to the government. So if I do anything wrong with you, I will lose my job. No, don't do that anything. Don't do that anything. Now let me remind you why I told you to check your account, because we have updated the security. So write down in a piece of paper your online banking security number. Write it down, please. Online banking security number.
Yeah.
9600.
5.
No, it should be 9600.
9.
Yeah, 9600.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, this is the online banking security number, all right? Now, did my colleague told you anything about money laundering, that your account is being misused by the hacker for money laundering?
It's not as far as I know.
Okay. Do you have any idea what is money laundering is?
Well, no, I'm not a criminal, so I don't know what it is.
Okay, let me remind you, okay, according to our government law, money laundering is illegal. It is a crime in our country, okay? And what's happening with you, actually, all the hackers who got the access of your account, they are using your account for money laundering. They are very smart. They are not trying to take out your hard-earned money from your bank account. Because if they will try to do so, then you will get to know your money is missing and something is wrong with your account. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty basic.
Yeah, so what they are trying to do, they are putting some black money into your account. Black money means like a drugs money and prostitution's money. They are laundering some...
Why wouldn't that show up in my balance?
I will explain you. First of all, let me make you understand. They are laundering some black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they are converting all that black money into white money. Then after that, they are transferring that money into their account. This is called money laundering. They are not paying taxes to our government. And you are asking me that if they are putting a black money into your account, then why it is not showing in your statement, right? In your balance, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
They are using a very highly advanced technology to hide those transactions from your statement. That's the reason you won't be able to see any unknown transaction over there. It is looking like everything is normal to you, but actually it is not. They are doing a transaction for money laundering with your account. So there is a possibility they are establishing to your account. Do you know how to check your payee list?
What?
Do you know how to check your payee list? Payee list?
Well, yeah.
Just go and check your payee list. Did you find I believe you will find any unknown account added in there. We have to remove them. That is the hacker account. Okay?
Well, look, I'll tell you something. I've got to go. I've got this appointment. I can't break it. So.
But this is also very important, sir. Please try to understand. This is very, very important. Otherwise, if the hacker will get to know that you got a security from us and we was trying to provide you a complete security, then the hacker will break down all the security which we have updated. Okay? So let me complete the security work. Don't touch your computer. I will help you how to do that. Don't touch it, please. Okay? Our server will perform. As you can see, it is working very, very slow. That means they are inside your computer. They corrupted all the major security and the services. So we need to resume all those services again so that your computer will work properly. Okay? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, okay. Just wait, please. See, this is the payee list of your, okay? Just wait, let me show you. These are all your payee. Okay, hold on. The two payees are added into the 28 degrees and this one. Travelations Private Limited. So do you know these two accounts which are added into your account?
Well, 28 degrees.
Yeah.
That's an extra credit card I've got.
And another one, Travelations Private Limited.
Well, I probably might have used that maybe four years ago.
Okay, so these two accounts is known to you, right?
Yeah, but I haven't used them. I established one of them to go overseas.
Okay, I understand.
The other one,
mm-hmm.
at 3209,
mm-hmm.
I don't...
Okay, don't worry. We are going to remove all those hackers who are established into your account, okay? And you told me, could you please let me know how far your bank is from you?
Roughly a kilometer.
A kilometer. So suppose I will tell you that in order to catch the hacker physically, I need your help and you have to go to your bank. How much time it will take you to reach there?
About 5 minutes at the most.
By drive or by walk?
By drive.
And you drive?
Yes.
Okay, at the age of 93, still you drive. Okay, God bless you. All right. And could you please let me know right now, what exactly do you see on your screen?
Well, I've got my three accounts.
Your three accounts. Okay, leave it, okay? Now, in your main account, which is your cash investment account, write down the balance in a piece of paper. Write it down, please. And by the way, do you have a mobile phone?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so write down the balance in a piece of paper of your cash investment account, okay?
Yeah, I've got it down.
Okay, now leave your computer as it is and just check your modem. Can you see any blue light is started flashing in? Check it, please.
No, they're not flashing.
Any blue light? The green light is started flashing or not? The green one?
No, there's nothing flashing.
Could you please check how many wires are inserted in your modem without touching it? Check it, please. How many wires?
I think there's three or four.
Which color it is?
One gray, one... white one.
Can you see a yellow and black one?
Oh, there's no yellow and black.
No yellow?
Hold on. Now, there's only three wires. A gray one,
mm-hmm.
white one,
mm-hmm.
and a white one which is like a double braided one.
Okay, now leave it. Get back to your computer, but don't touch your computer. Okay, leave it. Get back to your computer. But don't touch it, okay? Don't touch it. Now look at your computer, okay? Look at your balance. It has got increased by $10,000. Can you see that? Your cash investment account, it has got increased by $10,000. Now why it has got increased? Because in order to catch the hacker physically, what we have done, we have transferred $10,000 into your cash investment account because this account is being misused by the hacker for money laundering. They was using your cash investment account for money laundering. They was putting a black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they was converting that black money into white money, then they was transferring that money into their account. So what we have done, as we work for the government and we have a tie-up with all the bank's head office, like, do not touch anything, please do not touch anything. As I told you, we have a tie-up with all the bank's head office, okay? Westpac, Commonwealth, Bendigo, St. George, we have a tie-up with all of them. So what we have done in order to catch the hacker physically, Commonwealth head office has transferred $10,000 into your bank account. Okay, why we have transferred this money, I'm going to let you know. First of all, do one thing, log off from your account. Log off. Have it done?
Well, I've clicked on it.
Okay. Now, you remember you asked me, like, if the hacker putting a money into your account, then why it is not showing in your statement, right? And you also don't know how they have got the your account information, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now let me tell you. I believe you know very well, because of the COVID-19 and lockdown, most of the bank employees was working from home. You remember?
Yeah.
And still some of the employees are working from home. Am I right?
I don't know. You're telling me.
Still some of the employees are working from home, sir. So what happened with you, actually, one of your bank employees sold your banking information to the hacker, and this is how the hacker got all your banking details. And whatever the transaction the hackers are doing with your account for money laundering, your bank employee is not updating those transactions in your banking statement. That's the reason you won't be able to see any unknown transaction over there, okay? And in order to help the hacker, your bank employee is getting a huge amount of money from the hackers. How we got to know about all these things, that the bank employees are involved in this? Because as I told you, you are not the only one who is the victim of this problem. So many customers in our country, in your area, are become a victim of same problem. And from last couple of months, by the help of our team, National Crime Authority, we already caught near about 180 hackers, and right now all of them are behind the bars. So out of 180, 30 was bank employee. Some employee work for Commonwealth, some work for St. George, some work for NAB, some work for Westpac. So many bank employees are involved in this, okay? So we already caught so many hackers, and I believe by following the same procedure, I am going to catch this hacker as well, who are trying to misuse your details for money laundering. As I told you, we have found 5 hackers are established into your email account and bank account, and we have a doubt that they all are partner. They all are working together. But just because they are using a very highly advanced technology, so they are non-traceable. We cannot track their location, where exactly they are located. But I can assure you, we have a doubt that these hackers are very close to you. That's why I asked you, have you seen any unknown person roaming outside your house just to connect your Wi-Fi? You said to me no. So So we have a doubt that these hackers are living nearby you within a kilometer or a couple of kilometers away from you, not more than that. Okay? And yeah. the main thing is that who that bank employee is who is working for the hacker, I don't know. That employee might be working in your local branch, might be working in some another branch of Commonwealth, or might be working in the, you know, fraud team. So this is why you are the victim of the hacker, so I need your help, and I will tell you the procedure how we will catch those hackers physically. Okay?
I've spent over 2 hours with you. I told you I've got an important appointment, which I can't break. So I'm going to have to hang up, and if you want to continue this conversation, you'll have to take it up with me at a later date, maybe this afternoon. But I've got to go right now.
At what time are you coming?
I'll be back 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. this afternoon.
Okay, so make sure, sir, wherever you are going, do not go to your bank. Otherwise, I won't be able to catch the bank employee and the hacker. And if you will go to your bank, what will happen? The bank employee will aware the hacker that we have contacted you and we was trying to provide you a complete firewall security. And now we are trying to looking for them. Once the hacker will get to know about all this investigation, they will simply run away. They will try to escape, and they might try to take out your hard-earned money as well, and you might lose your money. So please do not trust anyone. Do not disclose anything about our investigation with anyone, including the bank employee, until we catch all the hacker physically. Okay?
Okay.
So promise me you will not go to your bank regarding this investigation, because I am your investigation officer. So only I can help you to fix this issue. So please promise me you will not go to your bank until I will allow you. Okay?
Okay.
So you have an appointment with whom?
Well, that's my business. Okay?
I understand, but I was asking you, like, if there is a possibility, if there is a chance you can delay or cancel your appointment, then
I can't, because I'm under an obligation to take a person to this appointment. I can't break that obligation.
Why are
okay?
you...
And
okay.
Who I'm
okay.
seeing has got nothing to do with you. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
But do not disclose anything about our investigation with anyone, because I don't know who the hacker is. Might be the hacker is in your friend, in your friend circle. Might be the hacker is your neighbor. Okay, so don't do that anything without my permission. Don't
okay.
touch your computer. Don't touch your computer. Don't touch it, please.
Shut it off.
No, because if you will shut it down, then what will happen? The security which we are updating, it will get stuck, okay? So leave your computer as it is until you come back, okay? Leave it as it is, all right?
Okay.
Okay, I will call you back at 2 o'clock, okay?
All right.
And if you want, I can give you my number, my details, you can write it down.
Write down my...
Yeah, write it on my name, John Williams, and my employment ID.
What's your number?
Write on my employment ID number
What's
first.
What's your number? Hello?
I'm telling you, write on my employment ID.
Yeah.